Running your own business can feel isolating, but you don't have to figure it all out alone. Join a free guest session inside the Smashing the Plateau community to get fresh ideas and real solutions to your biggest business challenge. Spots are limited. Reserve yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.
So I think one of the biggest advantages of doing lives over, let's say, having a podcast to me, and this is, again, from my point of view, is not having to do it. I think a podcast, for it to be successful and do something amazing like you've done, I mean, our last episode, which was a couple of months ago, was 817. I mean, holy crap, right? So, you know, you have to be weekly probably on a podcast, at least weekly. With a live, you can choose to be a lot more leisurely. So you can make that, make a commitment, be consistent. Otherwise, don't bother.
Today's guest is Nina Farib, and we're diving deep into one of LinkedIn's most powerful but underutilized features, LinkedIn Live. If you've been wondering whether live video is worth the effort or how it differs from podcasting, this episode is for you. Nina breaks down the entire process, from the technical setup with streaming software to creating branded, engaging shows that actually build your business. You'll discover why consistency matters more than frequency, how to foster real-time audience interaction, and the smart ways to repurpose your live content into bite-sized pieces that extend your reach. Whether you're a consultant, coach, or service-based entrepreneur looking to boost visibility without the weekly grind of a podcast, Nina shares practical strategies that work. We'll explore what makes LinkedIn Live unique, what doesn't work, and how to turn your live shows into a sustainable part of your content strategy. Now let's welcome Nina Farib. Nina is a LinkedIn brand builder and content and engagement strategist for creators, coaches, and consultants. She works with service-based entrepreneurs and visual artists to develop strategies and create digital content that helps them grow their businesses organically on LinkedIn. Nina is a recovering film producer and documentary filmmaker. She has worked on Emmy Award-winning documentaries, including one she produced, Abraham's Children. Nina is a visual artist and loves spending time in her native Switzerland with her owner, Tigger, an 11-pound dachshund mix who has her well-trained. Nina, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So this episode is a sequel to our conversation that we had in episode 817, which we released on December 15th, 2025. And in that episode, we did a deep dive on into what has worked for you on LinkedIn and you see working well for others, particularly those in the corporate refugee space. And we covered primarily asynchronous communication, which is what a lot of people spend their time doing on LinkedIn. So we talked a little bit about the shift on LinkedIn from social graft to interest graft, why engagement now matters more than follower counts, consistent commenting practice that you use that builds visibility without burning you out. And we also covered your list of 25 tactic, which is a great strategy for building focused weekly engagement. And then we also talked a little bit about just practical ways to organize your outreach once you've connected with people. Yeah. What we didn't talk about last time was LinkedIn Live, which is something that you have, right? You've done a deep dive into using LinkedIn Live. And, you know, we could spend some time today talking about the strategy you use and what your process is for LinkedIn Live. And at the outset, you know, a lot of people don't do LinkedIn Live, even though I think pretty much most of our audience is on LinkedIn and uses it quite a bit. Let's just start off by talking about what is LinkedIn Live for those who may not know much about it.
Yeah, so it's basically an opportunity to reach your audience in real time through video. So you can set up a live, like maybe some of you have done so on Facebook or on Instagram or YouTube. It's a form of media that has been around for quite a while. On LinkedIn, it was for a long time only available to beta testers and then only to people who had their profile in creative mode. which is no longer an issue because everybody by default is in creator mode now. The one thing that maybe might be holding back people and why people are not doing live shows that much on LinkedIn is that it needs a third-party vendor. So you need a streaming software that connects with LinkedIn in order to stream your live video event. So mechanically speaking, what a live is it's an event you create on LinkedIn. You connect it with a streaming software. And then when you hit record or go live, you are in that moment on LinkedIn, on video, live. And you can have, you see the comments, depend, you know, every platform that, whichever platform you choose to stream from has different mechanics, but essentially you can see the comments coming in. And you, not only are you live talking on video, you also have a capability of live interaction with your audience through communication on comments.
Yeah. So Nina, what are the mechanics? What's the actual process that you use? What are the tools besides LinkedIn? And like, how do you actually set up a LinkedIn Live and walk us through the whole process?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, that is where most people get stumped because LinkedIn makes it a little bit, and I'm, for me, I would really stress a little bit more complicated by needing that third-party vendor. So the process is that you know, Adam and Eve, chicken and egg, where do you start? So basically you create your assets, right? So you have to have your assets ready basically in order to go live. So when you create and announce your live on LinkedIn, you'll need your thumbnail. You'll need to know what you want to say, how you want to invite people, and what you're going to basically need a description of your event. So you set up an event. Once the event is set up, you can invite people to it.
And you set up the event on LinkedIn, right? It's a LinkedIn tool to share an event.
It's a LinkedIn tool. Yes. On your homepage at the bottom left in tiny little letters, it says events. You click on that and then you can create either a Zoom event or even, you know, a live event and invite people into it. But you also have the option of, there's a little drop down menu of choosing live. So once you create the event, you know, the audience knows there's an event happening or you're live happening and can RSVP to it or just, you know, take a note that it's going to be on, I don't know, next Wednesday at 10 a.m. But then what you need to do as a producer is you also need to have that third party streaming software. I use StreamYard. I've used them since I was a beta user way back when. There are other ones like Restream.io. Those are the two I've actually worked with, and there's a gazillion other ones. So what that does is it takes the feed from the live from LinkedIn and disseminates it. And you can choose where you want to broadcast to once you have a third-party platform. So you can go to other places than LinkedIn in addition to LinkedIn, which is kind of a nice feature. So if you're also on Facebook or you're also on YouTube, you can simultaneously or simulcast, as it's called, two different places all at the same time. So you need to connect. And that looks different with each of the platforms. You need to connect this live event to your streaming software. And again, it's made fairly easy nowadays. I remember in the old days, it was like a five-step process. Now it's a two-step or one-step process. It's fairly easy. You just have to remember to do it. And then you invite, you know, yourself or you and your guest, if you're doing a talk show format, which might be something we'll get to talking about as well, what format to choose into the streaming software. And then you have your LinkedIn connected to that. And then at the given time when you said you were going to stream, you go in there and you hit record and you start talking basically.
Yeah. So what format do you use?
Meaning which software I use or?
No. You mentioned you could go live on your own or you could, right? You could have one or more guests.
Yeah, exactly. So I do guests because I've actually never done a live by myself. I'm like, who wants to hear, listen to me drone on forever? I prefer to do those kinds of videos pre-produced so I can edit them down. I tend to ramble. So I like more control over me being alone on camera. But with a guest, I think the LinkedIn Lives lend themselves to it beautifully because it's an opportunity to also invite someone else with their following and their network into your live, because then, you know, the more the merrier, the party becomes bigger by the guests' audience hopefully also participating. And there's it's really nice to sort of have that exchange of thoughts and be able to interact with your audience all at the same time. It just makes for a really dynamic situation, I think. I mean, it's extra work to obviously, you know, invite the guests. And I mean, you know all about that, David. But I think it just really allows for a broadening of everyone's horizon if you're having a conversation with somebody.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what doesn't work as a LinkedIn Live strategy.
So what certainly I've seen flop is first of all, if you're not consistent. So LinkedIn loves anything that and everything that is consistent. So I would say do it consistently, even if it's just once a month, which for instance I do, and it works just fine for me. And I think that's also one of the nice differences to a podcast. Your commitment doesn't have to be quite as frequent. So once a month works, but I'm very consistent. It's always the second Wednesday at 11 a.m. I'm just very, very consistent about that. I will, every once in a blue moon, I'll change the time because maybe I have a guest in Australia or in some funky time zone, from my point of view, funky time zone. But in general, you know, I stick to my date and my time. I think if you do a live that is you alone and very short, that doesn't work. Lives need a little bit of time to come alive and get into people's feed. So you have to give it at least 10 minutes. If you're doing a solo, I would say at least 10 to 15 minutes at an absolute minimum, so people can actually see that it's happening and get to it. And then I think, you know, if it's, I don't like podcasts that are not, or lives that are not properly branded, but that's just me. I want to know when I come in, what is this all about? So is there a title? If there's no title, if there's no like show title, or if there's no topic announced, it's very hard for the viewer who comes upon you to engage and go like, oh, this is a really interesting conversation if we don't know what it's all about, right? So I would say make like non-branded lives, I think, don't do very well historically. So, you know, you want to make yourself that extra little, you know, step of like it would with a podcast, right? You create the graphics around it. You make sure there's thumbnails. You make sure there's show graphic. You know, in the case of a live, you also want to have a mask. So, and the mask is, you know, as I mentioned before, a title of the show, maybe an episode title, whatever it is, your logo, just to make sure that there's context. Because I think, and that's something in general on LinkedIn that I'm battling, and I'm always making sure my clients are very aware of, is you need to give a lot of context because people are, they're zooming by. It's a drive-by, right? It's not like people are standing there gawking at you. They're busy. So you want to make sure that you draw them in with intent, and just talking is not enough there. You need to support that with graphic or with subtitles or with you know, little banners, or there's all these tools that all these streaming softwares offer you that are easy to set up and use.
Nina, what do you see as some of the differences between LinkedIn Live and some other media formats that may be interview based in a similar way, you know, like a podcast, for example? What do you see different in the way LinkedIn Live works and what you might want to do differently if you're using LinkedIn Live versus some other kind of channel?
I mean, I can speak from experience to the LinkedIn Live part of it. So I think the biggest differences are, and these are sort of the advantages, disadvantages. So I think one of the biggest advantages of doing lives over, let's say, having a podcast, to me, and this is, again, from my point of view, is not having to do it. I think a podcast, for it to be successful and do something amazing like you've done, I mean, our last episode, which was a couple of months ago, was 817. I mean, holy crap, right? So, you know, you have to be weekly probably on a podcast, at least weekly. With a live, you can choose to be a lot more leisurely. So you can make a commitment, be consistent. Otherwise, don't bother. I mean, I'm very clear on that with my clients. But you can get away with monthly. Or, you know, I would say ideal is actually bi-monthly, like the first and the second or the third and the fourth week of the month, something like that. So you have the leisure of getting a lot out of it without having to be weekly and finding a guest for every week. Or I have friends who alternate, right? They do a one-off and then a conversation with someone else. Disadvantage with the lives, and one of the other really big differences, is a podcast has built-in dissemination, right? You have Spotify, you have Apple Podcasts or iPodcasts or whatever it's called. You have all these built-in tools that will help you. It can be blessing and a curse because there's 2,000 others doing the same thing, but you also do have these channels in place where you can disseminate. A live, LinkedIn Live sits on LinkedIn, full stop, period. Now, the beauty is you don't have to edit. You don't have to put it out there. It is already out there by virtue of being live. So once I have my live and my life is done, people are always like, where can I catch a replay? I'm like, in my feed. I mean, it's just going to always be there, right? So that's the beauty of it, that it there is no editing. There is no, I mean, you could download it and then also make it into a podcast, which, by the way, quite a few people I know do. They originate as a live because they love that interaction with the audience if they have one. And they then, you know, download that and put it into a podcast format. So there's you know, the advantages, disadvantages, but I think the dissemination, the live aspect of it, and the frequency, those are probably the three really big ones that stand out, where I always say to people, those are the first questions that you want to ask yourself. And of course, with the LinkedIn Live, you are platform dependent. Now, as I said, you can stream also, let's say, to Facebook, or I do not recommend Instagram. I mean, maybe there's other streaming platforms than StreamYard that are better, but I think it has to do not with the platforms, but with Instagram. It's just so finicky. Half of the time, the shows actually don't go live.
Interesting. Good to know.
Yeah, because I have another show that I do with an artist. So I have several shows that I run, but the three that I run, one of which is with a co-host, and she also goes onto Instagram with it because as an artist, she's a visual artist. She's big on Instagram. And half of the time, it's just like banging our heads against the wall to get this damn stream up live, or then get it down after. It's just been fraught with unpleasant technical issues, and I'm pretty good in figuring things out. So anyway, and now I totally lost my train of thought. But I would say that the three big differences are the what I mentioned before: the live versus non-live, the dissemination, and the frequency.
Yeah. Nina, what are your strategies for interacting with the audience, particularly if you're trying to build some kind of community around the theme of your show?
Yeah. So that's also a big difference, I guess, which is for a live, you're inviting the people in advance and to the live. It's more like an event, which I guess is why you're setting it up as an event on LinkedIn, where with the podcast, it's more of a asynchronous after the fact affair, right? So a live can do very well. Like, for instance, my live show with Melissa, the artist, in the beginning, we were like killing ourselves to get live interaction with the audience until we realized that our audience didn't want that. Our audience wanted to sit there because we're already two hosts, right? And we always have really famous artists on the show. So people just want to listen. They don't want interruptions with questions necessarily. They just want to listen to this person share about how they create art or whatever it is that they're sharing. And we share, you know, we do screen shares and we show their art. So that is an audience that doesn't even want that interaction disruption. But it's nice to have the people on because it just gives that extra layer of support while you're having the conversation. So when I do lives with someone like you, David, I will make sure that I max out my 1,000 invitations that I have from LinkedIn a week. And I will make sure I invite 1,000 people to this thing. And I have some strategies around that. And some of them are manual and some of them are a little bit more just like click, 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 you know, a little bit of a mix and match of both. And then if I have a specific topic that I know is going to be interesting to, let's say, these 10 of my clients or these 15 people of my greater community, I will make sure I send them a DM and say, hey, I'm talking to David about podcasting versus lives. Please join us. And then the likelihood of people actually joining live so they can ask questions is much higher. So there is, you know, as with everything, if you want the outcome, you got to put in the energy and a little bit of extra work.
Right.
But it's actually a nice way to put yourself in front of your prospects or make sure your community gets extra value. So it's also a nice tool to not just like, hey, I'm checking in, right? It's like, hey, I'm having this great conversation with David next month. Why don't you join us on, you know, what is it? March 11, we said at 11 a.m., you know, David and I are going to talk about podcasting versus lives.
Right. And is there something you can do that fosters interaction among the audience members, either during the LinkedIn Live or subsequent to it? Because one of the big benefits of community is the peer interaction that happens among people in the community.
Yeah.
Right. Is there some way that LinkedIn Live can foster that interaction?
Not directly, no. But what you can, do, depending on how sophisticated your audience is, ideally, they would go off and have their own little conversation in the comments with threads. I mean, that would be ideal. But again, I think a lot of people use their LinkedIn feed as a drive-by and might not even be looking for community interaction. I think where I have seen that happen, though, now that you mention it, is I had, and now I'm thinking like, damn, I should start that up again. I used to have a round table where I had invited 2 to 3 other LinkedIn experts or just marketing, social media experts or content experts. And we would talk about, we would choose a topic. And when we chose topics like the future of or what is working right now or different ways of blah, those would draw a big crowd. And then it became really, really an active conversation. And then the community was sort of twofold. It was us being 4 people or 3 people on the conversation. And then that kind of got people to talking amongst each other as well in the chat, which was really nice to see.
Great. That's actually a good tip. Uh-huh. Nina, we've covered a lot of different strategies and different tools and processes that you can use and take advantage of LinkedIn Live to enhance your visibility and boost your business. Is there anything we haven't talked about that you want to mention before we close out?
I think we've covered the bigger framework of it for sure. What I want to stress, it's like everything, it's a consistency factor. And the one thing, and I know podcasters do this too, but if you have a live segment and you have the audio and video, what I find to be a hugely, hugely important tool is that after you've had your live, that you use snippets from like what I call conversation highlights. And these are 90 seconds or shorter, ideally actually 60 seconds or shorter. And I will post those on LinkedIn as a post and then link back to the entire conversation. So I will highlight the conversation snippet, maybe add some more thoughts to it. And then say, if you want to listen to the entire conversation, please, you know, follow this link. And then I also make sure when I do that is that I tag my guests. And I always alert my guests to the fact that they're being tagged so they know to interact with these kinds of posts and make sure that, you know, again, more people get to see the content.
Great. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, this has been a great discussion in a lot of depth about how to use LinkedIn Live to build your brand.
Yep.
So I want to thank you for taking the time to come back a second time because there is a lot you can do on LinkedIn. So I want to thank you so much for being here again on Smashing the Plateau, share some great ideas. My guest today has been LinkedIn brand builder and visual storyteller, Nina Fareep. Thank you, Nina, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Running your own business can feel isolating. That's why we created Smash Through Your Business Roadblocks,
a live interactive session where experienced professionals bring real challenges and work through them together using the SMASH framework. It's your chance to experience the Smashing the Plateau community, a space where corporate refugees support one another to keep moving forward. You'll leave with fresh momentum, clarity, and maybe even a few new allies in your corner. Guest spots are limited, so grab yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.